American swimmer Katie Hoff has suffered some frustrations this week. She's finished fourth, just out of the medal triumph, in two races. It's been a different story for American Michael Phelps, who has more career gold medals than any other Olympian. For Phelps, it was a triumphant day in which he overcame some equipment trouble. Here's NPR's Howard Berkus in Beijing.
Michael Phelps won his first gold medal and set his first world record of the day all by himself. Phelps took the lead a lap into the 200-meter butterfly, setting a world record pace despite goggles filled with water. That was one gold medal. 20 minutes later, it was back in the pool, but this time he had a lot of help. American Peter van der Kay finished the 800-meter freestyle relay several body lengths ahead of the rest of the swimmers and almost 5 seconds ahead of the world record. Ricky Behrens and Ryan Lochte swam before him. They improved on the lead and the world record pace set by Phelps in the leadoff lap. The two golds today make five for these Olympics and 11 in Phelps' career. He now has more golds than anyone, and he's not tired of it.
When you have an Olympic gold medal, it stays with you forever. That never leaves your side. You know, you're always an Olympic gold medalist. It definitely never gets old. Listening to the national anthem play with a gold medal around your neck, it's one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in the sport of swimming.
Phelps has three more chances for the same feeling. His toughest races are still ahead, and he knows it.
I'm not unbeatable. No one's unbeatable. Everyone can be beaten.
And everyone can be humbled. A friend sent this text message to Phelps' phone.
He said two different things. He said, "Dude, it's ridiculous how many times a day I have to see your ugly face. Keep up the work for the rest of the week." And then his last one was, "It's time to be the best ever."
Phelps' next chance to be best is Friday. If he wins his final three events, he'll be the best Olympian ever in a single Olympics. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.